Good morning.
Good morning.
In this morning's gospel reading, we hear that Jesus and his disciples are on their way. They enter a village where Jesus has three friends living there, and he would occasionally stay in their home. Lazarus, Martha, and Mary were brother and sisters and lived together in the same house, which was probably owned by Martha. Their home was a very convenient place for Jesus and his disciples to stop over when visiting Jerusalem for a feast day or on some special occasion. Jesus' ministry was supported financially by women. Rabbis thought teaching girls and women in schools was a waste of time. Women could go to synagogue and listen to teachings, but they did not exercise leadership. Jesus took the time to evangelize and teach women, thus showing the value that God puts on every person. Women served Jesus in many supportive ways, like hosting, as Martha and Mary have done. Jesus and the disciples were always in need of hospitality along their journeys. Martha and Mary were both followers of Jesus and also good friends of Jesus and loved him very much. In keeping with Semitic hospitality, it was customary to lavish the expenditure of time and effort on your guests. Martha knew she was going to have a lot of work to do since Jesus would be bringing many disciples with him. In the culture of that time, women measured their worth by how well they performed chores like cooking, cleaning, serving, and running the household. Jesus and his disciples staying in their home would have been a very important visit for Martha and Mary. As we heard in the gospel, Martha, the host, became overwhelmed by her hospitality and serving an elaborate meal. She was feeling that she was carrying more than her fair share. Martha was counting on her younger sister Mary for help to serve all the guests. How many of us have ever prepared a meal for a large group of people and wished that at the very least we had help serving or cleaning up? When Martha looks over and sees Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his teachings, she begins to feel some resentment. She can see Mary sitting there at Jesus' feet in the role of a student. Mary was showing her devotion with her attention fixed on Jesus and his every word. Mary is at peace. She is calm and content to listen to and be with her Lord, the model of discipleship. For Mary, the time she is spending with Jesus is more important to her than anything else, even more important than serving the guests, more important than her older sister Martha's irritation with her. The vision of Mary just sets Martha off. She has had it. She feels it's just not fair. There is so much to do. Martha is also a devoted follower of Jesus. I am sure Martha would have also liked to sit at the feet of Jesus. But she feels she has so many other duties that just had to be done. Martha has become completely distracted, caught up, and worried in all the superficial things of the day. Martha is irritated and frustrated by Mary's lack of effort and family responsibility. Martha has become very agitated and just cannot let it go. Martha is so worked up, she actually even goes so far as to start to boss Jesus. She asks Jesus a question, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" Then we hear her telling Jesus what to do. "Tell her to help me." Martha is ordering Jesus to order Mary to help her. That's how out of sorts she is. She is now insulting Jesus, her guest, teacher, and Lord. I'm sure she did not expect Jesus' response. Jesus answers Martha, as we heard, "You are worried and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing." Jesus rebukes Martha for neglecting the most important thing, time with him. He shuts Martha down with those few words. Jesus tells Martha she is worried and distracted by many things. He goes on to tell Martha that Mary made the correct choice. Jesus said to Martha, "Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." I bet that went over big with Martha. Jesus was telling Martha the word takes priority over food, hospitality, and serving all the guests. Now, Martha's heart was in the right place, but her mind and her actions were not. Martha was focused on the work, the serving she was doing, when, like Mary, she should have made the choice to focus on Jesus and listen to the word, living as a disciple. A disciple is someone who tries to live and love like Jesus and help others to do the same. We are called to be like Mary, listeners of the word, living like a disciple of Christ. And we are also called to be of service to others like Martha. The key is to strike a balance between the two priorities. God needs both types of people so that his work can be done here on earth. Service for God needs to be balanced with time spent in Jesus' presence. In this gospel reading, Jesus tells us the two enemies of discipleship are distraction and worry, or today we would call it anxiety. Distractions and anxiety cause us to lose our interest and ability to submit to Christ's teachings. We can get so consumed and think that we should be producing, succeeding, and doing so many things in our daily lives that in the end, when we look back, we realize they simply did not matter. Some choices we make to do or not to do have great meaning, significance, and consequences in our lives. Our choices shape who we are. They can establish in us patterns and habits of how we see and act, the words we speak, and the ways we relate to each other. Our choices make a difference, as we heard today with Martha and Mary. We can ask ourselves, on the Martha to Mary scale, who am I more like? We too can easily make a choice and become like Martha, consumed with distractions that really simply do not matter. Or, like Mary, calm and peaceful in what really matters. We should question, what could be distracting us from sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening and feasting on his word daily and on Sunday mornings? Jesus came not to be served, but to serve as the host. Martha failed to realize that Jesus came to serve her, and thereby preparing her for service and discipleship to others. Jesus was much more than a distinguished rabbi for whom one must set a good table. If there is anything more important than serving Jesus, it is simply being peaceful in his presence. Jesus is not interested in all the details that we get so worked up and consumed with. He is concerned about us, our choices, and how we live and love. Jesus loves us regardless and prefers we keep things simple and basic. Luke gives us the story of Martha and Mary to remind us it's not all about doing ministry. Yes, God wants us to go out in the world to serve Him, living and loving like Jesus and helping others to do the same. God does want us to love our neighbors, to do good deeds, and to serve the church and the community. We can get so busy in serving Christ, like Martha, that we can lose that close relationship with Jesus, which is so much more important. Luke makes sure that we are reminded that discipleship is not about staying busy for Jesus. It's about loving Jesus. Loving Jesus enough to make time in our busy and hectic lives to spend time with God, read the Word, and be refreshed by Jesus daily. Martha and Mary's choices matter. This time, Mary made a better choice. Our choices matter. We choose our way into life, love, relationship, faith, even salvation. And the choices we make matter.